Welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Emma Mills with the Occupational Health Clinic. Today, I am visiting with a group of women in the Occupational Health Department who have done a remarkable job at becoming healthier and stronger through a support group here at work. I'm speaking with Liz and Dinah and Karen and Sherry and Valerie, and to perhaps glean some insight as to what made their group so successful at making a healthier lifestyle change. So can somebody want to discuss why they decided to pursue a healthier lifestyle?
Well, I went to a party, a 40th anniversary party, with some people that we had stood up for at their wedding. And we were all, a picture was made of all of us, and I noticed when the picture came back, I couldn't leave the hips on this that was me. And I kind of just thought, okay, I'm not going to do a diet, but I'm going to give myself 6 or 8 months to try to take this off or a little of it off, because my coworkers and friends were already cutting back on things, and I just kind of slid into it. I'd lost 20 pounds before they knew I was even trying, I think.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Is there anybody who has, like, has the group helped them pursue the lifestyle change? I mean, has it been a support system for you guys?
Once you have your goal set and your reason for wanting to lose weight, and it's all different for all of us. Some of them, it might be a health reason. Others, it might be get into those size 10 jeans. Whatever it happens to be, you have to have your own personal reason for doing it. But with everybody here on the bandwagon, it kind of helps to keep you motivated. And so, it was fun.
Oh, that's good. See, what's the most fun thing that you all have done to help change your diet and whatnot?
Well, we've been creative and helping each other. Like during lunch, we're able to have like fruit tasting contests. We've tried different apples. We've bought every apple that we could possibly find in the store, and we've all taste tested and sampled the apples. We've done pears. And recently, one of our coworkers brought in a mango and showed us how to cut a mango, and we all tested that. And for a lot of us, it was the first time we'd ever had that, because I don't typically buy mangoes. But we've also been sharing recipes and bringing in low-calorie, low-sugar desserts, because everybody has a sweet tooth. But, you know, to try to stay away from chocolate and high-fat things is very difficult. But we have found a lot of things that's actually, you know, wonderful. And we've had a fun time and a great time, you know, sharing recipes and eating, taste testing, so.
What would you, let's say there's another group listening to this and they think, oh, you know, the group idea, that's a really good idea. What suggestions would you give to them to, like, make it successful?
I think having everybody participate in choosing fun things to do. One day we were out in the hallway and we did some yoga at a break that we had, and just did some stretching and yoga exercise, had a little video that we followed and tried to do some simple yoga moves while we're here at work, but it was very interesting and fun. But I've learned a lot from different people, what people use or try, and I've tried, some have worked, some haven't, but it's been fun trying, and so I think learning from others. And for me, I was new here working at Vanderbilt, but it's been a way to get to know my coworkers too and have fun in the process.
Do you find yourself happier here at work since you've started this? Like, does it make it easier to come in and have fun? Because it sounds like you all have a lot of fun doing this stuff. So,
I think the positive encouragement from each other has just been real contagious. And, mm-hmm. I think it created a bonding kind mm-hmm. of atmosphere where we all just encourage each other. It's just, and it does make it fun.
All right, so I know that everybody listening is going to want to know, how much weight have you all lost combined?
Well, we haven't got a count as of today, because mm-hmm. we're waiting until May 1st, because we have a new goal to meet by then. But before we signed up our goal for this month, we had lost a total of 144 pounds. So we are really trying hard to reach the 200.
That is fantastic.
There's several of us, even though there's about 5 or 6 of us in here. There's another maybe 3 participating that's mm-hmm. not with us. So, you know, between all of us, we're still trying to, you know, reach that 200. So that's our big thing. So come May 1st, if we haven't reached it, we're going to do it again the next month. So we'll get there.
That's awesome. Well, thank you guys for doing this. And it's remarkable how what you all have done, just because you seem so positive and you make other people want to get involved in it too. So great job, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us any comments on this podcast by clicking the Add New Comment link at the bottom of this page. If you have a story suggestion, please email it to us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu, or you can use the Contact Us link on our website at healthandwellness.vanderbilt.edu.